Good evening, reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Tuesday, August 20th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Tonight is Kids Night on Broadway. The biannual Broadway League program allows kids 18 years of age or younger to attend a Broadway show for free, accompanied by a full-paying adult. 19 shows are participating. Each will celebrate with different in-theater activities, including sing-alongs, art projects, post-show talkbacks, customized activity books, and more. For more information, visit KidsNightOnBroadway.com. In casting news, John Gallagher Jr., Stark Sands, Adrian Blake Ensco, and Wayne Duvall will lead the Broadway company of Swept Away, as was highly rumored. Joining them will be 10 ensemble members and 4 swings. 6 of those cast members are new to the show, while the rest of them come over from the show's previously staged iteration in Washington, D.C. from last winter. 5 onstage cast members will be making their Broadway debuts with the new musical. Swept Away, featuring music by the Avett Brothers, begins previews October 29th and opens November 19th at the Long Acre Theater. For tickets, visit telecharge.com. In other casting news, Orfei is joining the cast of Chicago for a brief stint as matron Mama Morton from August 26th through September 15th. A Tony nominee for Legally Blonde, she was last seen on Broadway as Kit DeLuca in Pretty Woman. Mama Morton is currently being played by another recent Tony nominee, Some Like It Hot's Natasha Yvette Williams, who departs Chicago on the 25th. Catch Chicago, the longest-running American musical in Broadway history, at the Ambassador Theater. Water for Elephants is getting a brand new clown. Philippe Aymard makes his Broadway debut tonight as a temporary replacement for Walter. Original cast member Joe DePaul played his final performance at the moment on the 18th. He is expected to return to the musical sometime in December. A French-trained and Japan-based actor, Aymard was seen in a pair of Cirque du Soleil productions worldwide. Water for Elephants continues at the Imperial Theater. And finally, today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending August 18th. It was another rather sleepy week at the box office, with summer coming to a close and schools starting to get back in session. Attendance dropped 7%, while cumulative gross took an 8% dip. There were some standouts, though. In its final week in NYC, The Wiz headed off with the highest weekly gross of its run, $1.95 million, making it last week's third highest grossing Broadway show. It goes back out on tour starting February 2025 in upstate Rochester. Meanwhile, the buzzy new farce, Oh Mary, broke the Lyceum Theater house record for a second time, bringing in over $1.06 million. Only 3 other productions last week, Suf's, Moulin Rouge, and Cabaret, saw an increase in their grosses from the week before. 13 of the 25 running shows reached 7 figures, while 16 of them played to at least 90% capacity houses. Broadway as a whole grossed over $28.1 million, even in a down week. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.